Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
You know, I didn't sleep most of the night because I was up thinking about which ones. There's so many options.
I'm never going to hear Ron Simmons the same after seeing the Dan Housen bit where he called APA the ass-pounding agency.
That's good. That guy hadn't been on TV in like 2 years either, it seems. I don't know what's up.
They got to find a spot for him every week because he did another bit where he's buying all this like expensive memorabilia before CM Punk can get it.
I told so-and-so, I said, dude, you could work him into that Tony Storm angle perfectly. I mean, but she's good on her own.
She got stapled on the nipples, I saw.
On the butt, too, and in the crotch.
Oh, boy.
With a stapler.
Oh, that's tonight, right? September to remember.
Yes. And it's free.
It all comes back to wrestling, Paige. It really does.
It does.
Everything does.
Well, this doesn't. Haha. I had several people contact me yesterday asking me if I made up National GED Day to make Fat Boy feel better about himself. The answer was no. It was a real day. Now, I don't know if today is the day, but according to this woman on this video, it is. And ladies, listen up.
Ladies, this one is for you. It is National Send That Man a Titty Pick Day. Do not be selfish. Today is not the day to be stingy. Go on. Find your best one. Go send it to him.
Dude.
Thoughts?
Okay.
Even if they think it's a bleep and this the other picture, that's cool too.
Either one.
Take either one. Look at that.
Maybe someone would send a touchdown picture because they thought she said tutties. You know, that's what they're calling touchdowns now, and I don't like it at all.
Don't do that. Don't bring that into the game.
It's too slangy. I don't like it.
Is that
you got a tutty.
Is that a national day that I missed, maybe? Or?
I don't know. And I'm not going to make any kind of jokes about it either. But
I support
if it. If it is, in fact, true, I support it as well. And I'm at O'Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
I got to hear it again.
Ladies, this one is for you. It is National Send That Man a Titty Pick Day. Do not be selfish. Today is not the day to be stingy. Go on. Find your best one. Go send it to him.
Find your best one as though you have a collection of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know they do. Oh, they got to.
Think of how much effort they put into they've taken seven different shots of it down here, up here, over. They put the fisheye version on it and make it look. It's wild.
Somebody's trying to compete with Best Damn Audio.
Yeah.
Look at that. There's something to get into that.
Some swing jazz over there.
Yeah, yes.
I got a note on you. Let's do a
little, National Booby Day.
Let's do a little joke time. You know, guy's trying to make his wife laugh, so he tells her a joke. I'll give you the setup to see if you can figure out what the joke is.
Okay. Yo, what's worse than two girls running with scissors?
Do they live in a cave?
It's like weird.
How they're a baby.
Living room reverberates, yeah. Maybe that's why mom's kind of in a bad mood. Kids always crying, whining.
What do you call two?
No, you said what's worse.
What's worse?
Yeah. What's worse than two women running with scissors?
Oh, I bet it's got something to do with scissoring.
Two girls scissoring with the runs.
Okay.
And a wife.
You are so gross.
Are they making blue cheese? Like, do they live in Smokehouse Tunnel?
I like that.
My God. They're in Lookout Mountain up in Nuga.
She looked at him at first, and then she starts laughing. She's like, I'll crack a smile now.
God bless.
Not the vertical one either, regular.
God bless. I love just the rearranging of the words. It makes it like... Oh, man.
Everybody loves a good joke.
Everybody.
That's
loves.
Pretty gross.
If you're not laughing right now,
that is pretty gross.
You're gonna laugh at this one right here.
I can't wait.
This is a old people tell it like it is. Oftentimes they are called ornery, bitchy, spicy.
Curmudgeons.
The preacher referred to my mother.
Curmudgeons.
He said she was known to be a little spicy sometimes. And that meant she would, she'd let you know what she thought about
stuff. She was passionate.
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
Again, we keep messing with the grandparents. And as one, I can say this, that we keep messing with them in hopes of getting a viral video. This young girl was messing with her grandma with a seat warmer. Well, grandma really got her back.
Why do you keep turning my seat warmer off?
Why do you keep turning it on? That's a seat warmer. It warms the seat.
Okay,
well, you should not put a seat warmer on. But what we're not going to do is fry fish up in this mother...
Oh, God.
Enough said.
I don't think she's not going to want to ride with her anymore.
No.
It's like, you know what? Now I'll learn to drive.
She starts to pull like her shirt over her nose as she says this too. And that's not like that fake grandma. I mean, she's a real grandma, but the one who, she pretends that she doesn't like rap music, and she's the one who the grandson farts in her oxygen machine and all that. That's a work. They probably split that revenue.
God, yeah. But
good for them.
She's got to know she's going to take a couple real ones, like a couple.
The Lowe's grandpa. That's another one.
A couple hot ones to the nostrils.
It's always funny. Okay.
These are the people that get all the codes and they go around these stores and just blast it right into the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Hot air.
Yeah.
Well, look, we try to educate you at work because I found a bunch of tapes, a bunch of old HR training videos.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, look. You can't be acting like this at work. And if other people act like that to you at work, you got to know what to do, right?
You got
to
call them out.
Kind of serve as a lesson for
really does.
All this stuff.
Especially if you're not in the office. What if by some reason you work on a ranch? You just got a job working on a stud ranch.
Mm.
And somebody's trying to, trying to trick you at work. What do you do?
Tell them I'm a gelding.
Oh, this is a tricky situation this fella's found himself in.
You're working awful hard.
I take pride in my work.
You think maybe you could come over and brush this one?
No problem.
You're the new hired hand, huh?
Yeah, I'm the new guy.
You like studs?
Only the best.
Maybe you could prep this stud for breeder, right?
All right, I think I can handle it.
Stop tape. For discussion.
I mean, come on. There's a beautiful horse in the room.
Jesus.
What is about to go down?
You tell me. What do you think's going
to
happen?
Something's about to go up.
Oh, my goodness.
God.
Where do you find these films?
I told you. I found a box of them.
Here's what I can't understand.
At the dump.
Of course it was at the dump.
Yep.
Sorry. It wasn't a revival burning.
You think you can handle this stud?
Stud.
Like, okay, I will say this, and I will stand by, and it's, again, like I said last week, nothing I ever say is with any kind of a harmful intent. It's just an observation kind of thing, but like... Gay people are good actors, usually,
yeah.
But not in porn.
Really,
they're horrible in porn when it comes to that.
Yeah,
Broadway, Willy Wonka, many other movies. You know,
I don't know what made you think of that, but I agree on the separate.
Because the I was just thinking that, you know, I'm someone that when I'm watching a pornographic film, I appreciate it.
Watch the whole movie or just certain parts.
Yeah, fast forward through some.
See, I mean, the acting's so bad.
I enjoy the plot, though. I enjoy when it doesn't make sense at all. But these guys right here, it doesn't sound like they really want it from each other.
No.
It just sounds like they're there for a paycheck.
They are. They're not
into
it.
I didn't feel
it.
The passion.
No.
I got to screen cap the guy and send it to you where he looks like he's about to have a stroke. Like,
oh, he was.
Like, this guy's about to die.
Several. He's going to have several, uh-oh, probably without using his hands, in fact.
Like, wow. You worry about the guy.
When we come back, we are going to play for you several other Best Damn Audio pieces, including one that is, we're going to play the news recording as it was, and we're going to just let it stand on its own.
Yeah.
It's what was on the news, and if it's on the news, it's on the news.
Yeah.
Is there a better way to say that? Probably. It didn't sound very good.
That was perfect.
That was.
Plus a preacher who can't figure out what the men are doing with their haircuts.
Oh, no.
So he brings it to the congregation. What are you doing with your haircuts?
Wow.
You talking about the ones where they're getting all the frizz on top?
I'm talking about all of them. He lays them all out there.
Good. Somebody needs to.
He's calling them out.
Well.
You good?
She's freezing now.
I can't look at you right now. She's grabbing her chest and she's like, I'm wearing shorts.
I got a cold chill.
Was it a cold chill, a douche chill, a regular chill?
No,
big chill. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Morning show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you. Does that sound fake and not trusting to you when I talk Southern? But not a trustworthy accent, according to the stuff we were reading earlier.
Not anymore.
Southern and Boston is the most trusted.
God, it's like the Louis C.K. bit. Boston is not an accent. It's a bunch of people saying words wrong.
Oh, well, I don't know that I stand by much he said lately.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too much fun in front of ladies.
This is the one that we will again play, and it's the news. And morning shows on the news, they won't just leave it to us fun radio guys having fun. They want to have some fun too. They want to bring in dogs or cats that are needed to be adopted.
Oh, sure.
They want to be taught how to make a dish, real quick. On the TV set. They're on the TV stage. Oh, cook.
A lot of cooking segments, for real.
And then they'll have an Australian comedian on and accidentally pronounce her name. Like this.
Wait, join.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like this. You need to reload it now.
I sniped you.
I didn't point like I normally. I normally give you a finger.
Give me that finger.
Two if you're nasty.
Oh.
Come like on. This.
We're joined now by the Oracle on Everything, Kitty Flanagan. Now, Kitty, should I be worried about my job?
Well, if you keep calling me Clitty, you should, yeah.
I'm telling you, they have a lot of fun on the news.
They do. They
that
really, really
much
do.
Much better than mine.
And I'm starting to think, this is my theory locally, I think they save all the gaffes for like some kind of year-end party. Stuff that we don't even see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, we see some graphics get messed up occasionally.
Right.
I'll talk about flubs and maybe they dump out on.
Do you often think that they do it on purpose just so they will go viral? Because I do.
Oh, yeah.
I think some of the ones when they're out and, the wind's blowing or they fall or, I think that's oftentimes to go viral.
Like that woman at the winery?
No, that was real.
Yeah. Well, the other one's trying to recreate the guy who got the bug that flew in his mouth. And then, when they go off, he's like, we got to get out of this town. There's a lot of people try to recreate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I think that one was real, but I think a lot of them do go for that. That one clearly not. It's a morning news station talking to Australian comedian Kitty Flanagan, not Blanky Mm-hmm. Fanny Gang or whatever he called her. He had a tough time with both first and the last name.
I can see that picture.
Who, Kitty Flanagan?
Kitty. Yeah.
I never had heard of her either. She's quite nice looking.
Oh, yeah.
She's a
good looking lady.
Yeah. 57.
Yeah. Just like your favorite condiment, 57.
Yeah.
Well,
my favorite condiment, 69.
High in 69.
Yeah, I wear a condom when I do that. Oh.
I've got.
That sounds delicious.
I haven't had to buy any in a while, Paige. You shut up. It's for me to laugh at, steaks, not you.
Steak sauce.
I've got a.
I go vegetarian on that one, baby.
This just sounds.
All right, I'm gross.
This sounds like a preacher, but this is not a preacher. This is a fellow running for office, and he'd tell you what he would outlaw if he could.
Okay.
And he's not a fan of braids, not a big fan, but he tells you in the preacher style. He's got a preacher's tone to him, but he's against braids.
I would enact legislation that you can't have braids if you work in a hospital. You're standing there trying to give the patient an IV and your hair's dropping in their mouth. They can't breathe. Their eyes aren't open. They're chewing on your hair. I don't know what happened to them. Horse hair belong on the horse's ass. That's where it belongs. Don't belong on your head. You can't have braids and false hair, horse hair, in the hospital. Horse hair don't belong in the hospital. Horse hair don't belong in the restaurants. Horse hair don't belong in the schools. Horse hair don't belong in the... Horse hair belong on the horse's ass. That's where it belongs. Don't belong on your head.
So,
wow.
You said that's not a preacher.
It's not a preacher.
Okay.
He gives you a preacher's tone, but he's running for office.
Because there was, and this was maybe in the 90s, there was a pretty big church that the pastor had that thought that he was speaking poorly on wearing extensions and buying fake hair.
Oh.
And his message was, the people that are selling their hair are usually under, I don't want to say the S word, but they're not being paid for their services. With the hair, they're made to grow it long and then cut it and then
giving
they sell it.
I was trying
to think which S word you were going.
Well, you know, and it literally like split the church down the middle because people were like saying, "What's wrong with the hair pieces or extensions or whatever?" I just remember that from the 90s.
What if you have an affliction, you know, and you have to wear it?
Those are out of style now. That and Ed Hardy both.
Horse's hair belong on the horse's ass.
Sorry, Jeff.
Oh.
Speaking of politics.
Being mean about the wrestling thing.
You mentioned politics there. Normally when I bring to you audio from a city council meeting, it's usually someone who's probably on drugs. You know, they give you that time. You can go say anything you want to. Sometimes more than just your lips speak.
And discussion? Mayor, would you like to speak regarding this?
That's a first.
What was your question? The agreement for architectural daylighting.
Okay. Oh boy.
Can't make this stuff up. This is a revolving loan that comes from community. Stop. Community Development Block Grant money. We've been working on this with the state for literally months. It's been passed through the county.
we'll wait.
Who's doing it?
You know, long after we're gone, they're still going to be discussing.
Don't get that old man laughing too much. You're going to rip some more.
What? You know he's sitting there being creepy about it, his little.
I can't find what city in America it is. America, because I see the American flag in the background. If you know, let us know. It's it was shared to me by someone at the Ferris with an E, Ferris like Ferris wheel. I love those people because in situations like that, like that's hilarious. How are you going to act like you're too bougie not to admit this guy just ripped two of them? Everybody was having a good time with it.
They could have been really bad, too.
So they knew who dealt it.
It was the old man.
Okay.
Because he was at the beginning of the video, he bends down to pick something up, and that's when it slides out. Okay. And then the laughing protruded slides another out. One.
Somebody's got to get the core hammer and kick him out.
My bad.
Like he's gone.
Yeah. It was the mayor, though. I don't know the mayor of what city.
Oh, you can't kick the mayor out, then.
No.
He's the one that uses the core hammer.
I heard Knox White stays gassy.
There's a...
Gavin Newsom stays constipated. He's a governor.
Oh, God bless.
Who's the mayor of South Carolina? That's the question.
Yeah.
So, there's a when a preacher says something to you, you're going to listen. It's all about the tone. He don't even have to say anything. He don't have to cuss. You know, he don't have to be dirty, filthy. But he's wondering about the haircuts. Some of you men in the congregation should have haircuts that make you look like a man. That's all he's saying. He's trying to figure out what's going on.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to get on to some people right here.
Here we go. You want me to start at the feet or you want me to start at the head? Because I'm really wanting to blister some of y'all's haircuts. Amen? That's right. I mean, you're in an independent Baptist church and you got a King James Bible in your hand and you got a contemporary liberal hairdo. What in the world is wrong with you? Would you boys quit trying to look like the world? You ain't as cool as you think you are. You ain't as tough as you think you are. I want to get you a haircut that's high and tight over your ears and off your collar line and look like somebody that's been to the barber shop instead of the beauty salon. Amen. Glory
to God. Jesus had long hair.
Wow. Glory to God.
He's going back and forth on the podium back there.
I just think he's jealous.
It's called a pulpit.
His tone's great because he's a big fat white guy.
God, was he being serious?
Yeah.
My God.
He didn't like the new dude.
I don't know. I mean,
you want a dude at church with long hair? What kind of message is he trying to send?
I don't know. Well, no, nothing.
Are you switching teams,
does it
buddy?
Matter?
Are you putting from
back then, like they wore sandals, had long hair, and wore gowns everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I ain't attacking none of that.
If Jesus had a barber readily available, he probably wouldn't have had long hair. I imagine he'd had a mohawk.
Also, if I'm being honest here, I trust a carpenter with long hair more than I do one with a high and tight.
So guess what?
That means they're more creative.
Now, if he's out there with sandals on, Marty might catch a nail gun to the toe.
Yeah.
Are we talking about a 90s carpenter with cut-off blue jean shorts, a pocket full of totem poles and long hair?
Sure. Not a Karen carpenter. She'd she'd kill the grass with vomit. Now, listen.
It's amazing. A lot of you didn't fall off the roofs as high as you were.
Yeah. Lord.
And some of these houses look like you were high when you built them.
Paige?
I can't.
Especially that one fast food restaurant.
He built it backwards.
He really did. I'll never forget that.
What's up, Greenwood?
Where was that?
They built it backwards. The face is the back is at the road, and the front is in the parking lot.
Oops, my bad.
It's kind of like Dr. Seuss was the architect. All right.
You got to reverse the drive-thru to.
You know, I go back to the news because the news, they always try to act like they're, they know everything and all this stuff. But then they try to have that casual side. So we're coming up on Christmas time. Oh, I mean, God. Literally,
yeah,
we're 3 months away before the week before Christmas. Golly,
dang
man.
It.
Nevertheless,
they just start chopping.
People start having fun with that, and they start putting their names into these little generators online that tells them their elf names. But then when they go live to their correspondent who's not in on the game and they call them their elf name, oh boy, you just wait to hear what she hears.
And you can take part in our morning of giving today. Our Leslie Hort, we got Leslie's name too, did we not?
Peach's Cookie Fingers.
Peach's Cookie Finger, down in the parking lot.
That's your elf.
Okay,
name.
What? Yeah, is that my stripper name?
It's elf. Christmas elf.
Oh!
Christmas elf name.
Peach's Sticky Fingers?
Cookie Fingers!
Because Peach's Sticky Fingers is a better stripper name than elf name is what I'm thinking. Everything is fine.
It's like back to you. Here's your toss back.
Over to you.
Over to you.
I'm not going on TV
she was
anymore.
Confused.
That'd be an awful stripper name.
Sticky
I mean, it
fingers?
Really would, yeah.
What are you doing over there?
I'm eating freaking wings.
Would you keep it going if you're the anchor? See, that's where you got to resist the temptation to keep the bit going. I said, no, we said pair of stinky fingers. You misheard us.
Stinky.
And then she goes back with,
Peach of stinky fingers.
Peach of stinky.
Pinch a sticky finger. Pinch a chicken finger. Dummy.
Pull my sticky finger. I'll meet you at Sticky Fingers.
That's why they don't put us on the news, not because I wear shorts. I mean, your anchors wear jeans anyway. You just don't see them. They wouldn't put us on the news.
Are you saying we're not pretty enough?
I'm glad I don't have to go on TV.
That last time they tried to put makeup on Fat Boy and he walked out.
I was great on TV,
Why?
But I didn't like doing it.
Because he didn't want to wear makeup.
I didn't want to wear extra makeup.
I said, you already got on blush.
Don't want to glow up?
Yeah. I don't want to act like I'm going to a certain department store and I'm getting made over by a chick with big knockers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You got the Hooters.
We have artists there too.
Face artists? What do you call them?
Yeah, we're national artists coming in. So, who's a man who can do your makeup?
I told Paige it'd be a great bit if she used her cleavage like a palette, and then she just has all the different whatever makeups on there.
So, I told her that years ago.
Call you Boob Ross.
There was this artist that he. Boob Ross. There was this artist that would lay on this thing over this big canvas, and he would like hover over it, almost the opposite of Michelangelo on his back, but he's like floating above it. And he would. They'd get people to start pushing him around.
Oh, yeah.
And it would make all these cool streaks. What if Paige.
Stop.
I don't even need to say it, do I?
No.
I don't even need to say it. You got it in your mind, right? It'd be beautiful art.
So many different colors.
It'd be beautiful art. It'd be a spiroscope.
If you that guy wasn't the artist. The guy pushing him was.
Who's pushing?
Yeah, not me.
If you have some audio for us, you can send it to us or tag us. Fatboy's at Fatboy933.
Matthew. At O Matthew. M-A-F-F-E-W.
O-H. M-A.
God dang it.
F-F-E-W.
What he said?
I butchered it.
He said Matthew O.
Oh.
I said it backwards. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Let me tell you something. If it's a bill collector, I don't owe nobody nothing. All right? Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh.
I wish I could dance like, well, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I wish I had the flexibility to. That son of a gun. How old is he, like 60?
You know what? He might be. Actually, I think he is.
Still can.
Because they were, when they got discovered in the 90s, they were going for a long time. Up in Virginia.
He always, Dave Matthews is like Bruce Springsteen in that they look like they're in such pain while they sing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It, like it hurts them to sing.
What's he doing, like scatting around?
Yeah, he does. You've seen that little dance Dave Matthews does.
I knew somebody who met him in New York just like at a, you know, restaurant.
Yeah.
They're all just hanging out. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's
just
nice like that.
You never know who's going to walk in.
Right.
That's why I just go hang out in restaurants.
Yeah.
Let's see. He is.
So I go to Spinks, hoping Stuart Spinks will walk in.
Oh. Do you ever see him?
Once.
Dave is 58.
Really cool.
58. Did I do that right? 60. Yes, 58.
Yeah, what do you do at that point?
The internet is interesting. I did not know that he is an African American. I did not know.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I didn't.
Like Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Others.
And many others. Yeah, I did not know that.
They got their own language. I didn't know that until I looked into it. Africans, is that what it's called? South Africans speak Africans?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Too many languages.
See, serious question, though. Just without looking it up and just, you can call me
bitch.
A moron, a dummy.
Prick.
Or whatever.
Goober lips.
Are there white people in North or in South Africa?
Course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, the
easy
English.
Enough,
I think it's where he's
what
from.
You were getting at
so
is.
From, I thought they were all from
South
North.
South African is English dialect because England, that was one of their colonies.
Whatever Africans is, it's like a separate language. I don't know if it's an offshoot of English. It might be. I haven't checked the Indo-European family of languages.
The ones after everything was colonized, they probably started picking a little bit of each and pushing it together. It's kind of like when the French came to New Orleans.
Yep. Hey, we go buy this land here. Y'all got a bunch of land we want to buy here. It's got a swamp down here. It's got all kind of stuff.
Crawdad croissants.
It's got some scrimps down here.
Get you.
We got a place called Bucktown down here. It's going to smell like pee in the roadways. It's going to be the best episode of Cops Who Ever Sings. Everybody's going to pee in the road during Mardi Gras.
What the hell?
Bobby Boucher.
Where'd you get him from?
I couldn't do this when we were on there because I didn't want to offend anybody. Now I feel like we could do it and it would be over.
Well,
we'll go back.
They still have people that listen to us on the app.
Oh yeah, DJ in Bucktown.
Hey,
yeah. Christy from Homa, who had a threesome with her sister. Let's not forget that. By the way,
I will never forget.
She
that.
Still listen.
Actually, when she sent the topless picture, her sister took the picture.
Yeah, you know what? That's the other thing. Two things. One, after that segment ends, I always I go to my social media just to see, you know, if there's any
if it's
folks.
Good or not.
If it's good or not. No, to see if people, you know, tag me and stuff for future audio. Okay. Not good. I mean, y'all got to realize.
Really, like, if they get something that's going to make you crack up, what don't make the cut usually is, you know, it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Pretty stringent, the standard.
Yeah, just, and I mean, I don't want to be mean, though, and say, like, stop doing it, because I like plugging my social media, too.
You don't leave them on red, though, do you?
No.
You got to do that trick.
But I just look at the – I respond – I like their tag, and I don't respond to the DM.
I kind of guess at the DM.
That's opening a hole.
If I can guess the first few words of the DM without opening it, you kind of tell if it's, you know, good or bad.
Yeah, you know, I sent a DM to – it's actually about a product that I had ordered the other day, and – they responded back instantaneously. I'm like, this is AI. There ain't no way in hell you could have had to answer that quick, that fast typing.
You got a bot.
That's weird, though. But I appreciated it, because if I had to deal with somebody like me responding, it would have took like 5 minutes to impact type and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't care if it's a bot in that way. I just don't want bots operating on me and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're predicting and all that stuff.
Operating bots?
I mean, as much as I'd like generally say, like in people in general, like I don't like, you know how it's fun to say, oh, I hate people.
Yeah.
You can't say specifics.
No,
but
just
you can
in
say in general that you hate people.
Mm. You can wear a shirt that says I hate people.
But I want people operating on me, not not lasers and artificial intelligence.
You'd be surprised though what they can do with lasers though.
Well, I've seen what they've done to cows' buttholes.
Oh my gosh.
That's aliens.
Pleasant. I don't want too young of a doctor either.
No,
you gotta be around a little bit.
I want one that's probably around my age, you know.
Yep, maybe a little older.
Prime around the block a little bit.
Are you making me sound like I'm some kind of
we do want one walker. Right out of medical school.
No,
what I'm saying. He's experienced.
55 to 65 is the perfect age range for a doctor.
Okay, so not my age.
Male doctor, you know.
Oh.
And then preferably somebody who doesn't have too big of a finger.
What would you do if you're not getting your prostate checked? What would you do if you go to the doctor and it's a female and she mentions she drives a pickup truck?
Ooh, I don't. I had a female doctor. It was very awkward.
Really? You're not saying that like a gynecologist, though. You mean like
no.
a real female
doctor? Yeah, I feel like she didn't
imagine.
Feet up in the air.
What does your daughter
stirrups.
Do? She's a female doctor.
And the doctor's like, excuse me, sir, but why?
I'm like, she can't tell me about being a dude. And I'm not trying to be a woman. Like, I got to have a dude doctor. But getting an appointment, very, very hard. I cannot get in anywhere.
My dentist is a woman, though.
Yeah, I don't mind that as much. I mean, I don't go to a woman. You know?
Well, it'd be, I mean, like, I think, what? And this is going to sound reverse sexist, if that's possible, but I think women are better about it because their hands are smaller to put them down in your mouth.
They really are.
And they're more meticulous if they're cleaning your teeth.
Now, I can tell you a dentist who's a great guy, but his hands are just massive. He's a big dude, and his hands are too big.
He can hurt you.
Yeah,
Dr. Isaac Yankum. I'm sure you're referring to
him. I can't say his name because
he went into politics.
I'm with you on going to a female gynecologist because I think they're more in tune with my body than a man would be.
Well, you don't want a man, like, you know, checking you out like that, right? You'd rather have
I did go to like a male gynecologist and he talked about my tan lines and I thought it was inappropriate.
You know, he's got to break the ice. I'd say if he wears a minor light when he goes down there, it's probably inappropriate. But, you know, talking about tan lines.
Does he ever go down and, like, do echo sound effects?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.